Rain is called light. The Gemara says in Tanis. Rain is called light. Said that it rains the Pesach Mishonayim. It's the sod of Chag HaSukkos is the sod where we live in that inside world. We live in that inside world. In other words, the whole Avodah of Tshuva through Rosh Hashanah, when we get into Sukkah, we live in the inside world. We live in the inside. We don't live in the Chitzayin Sukkah world anymore. We live in the inside world. The inside world, that's the Bechin of the Or. That's the Bechin of the Or Agonis. On Sukkahs, we live in the inside. That's the Bechin of living in the inside of the Or Agonis. There's no kashas and tirutzim. Therefore, after Sukkah, it's Simchas Torah. It's the emesika. There's no kashas anymore. It's zeicha to the amitis of Torah. That's the Bechin of Simchas Torah. Straight after that, it starts raining. That's the sod. Rain is the Or. Rain is the Or of Torah that comes down the galus. The marble is the Or of Torah. The marble is the Or of Torah. It's supposed to be the Gili of Torah. They chose to be the Gili Arroyos, so then they had to go to be Behesta. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be Or Agonis. Or it was supposed to be the Seder. The Baruch Shalom saw that the Rishoyim is Enom Kadai, so therefore he was Meganis the Torah. Parashas Noyach is supposed to be the parasha of raining, supposed to be the parasha of the Gilui of Matan Torah. But they weren't Zoycha. Avraham Avinu went into that Chelik of Gilui, and Avraham Avinu was Zoycha to the Torah, Shtei Kiloyos, taught him Torah. And that's the Bechina of the Choshech, of the winter. The winter comes, the dark months come. But when it rains, the rain in Gemara Tan is called the Or. And that's the beginning of the Torah, the Or that breaks through the winter. The whole avodah all the months of the winter is taka to wade through the Choshech, to wade through the Choshech, and to wade through all the Hastaras. Sukkot is where we live the whole week in the Or Agonis. Sukkot is like the neshama before it's born. It's the beginning that's in the Or Agonis. After that, it's like the neshama is being born. You're born into the dark months of the Choshech. That when the Choshech got to wade through the Choshech. And then in the Tifta Choshech, there comes the Bechina of Chanukah, and Chanukah is the Oris of Torah that breaks through the Bechina of Choshech. So that's mamish the same Dargah. So you begin in Cheshvan, you begin these parashas. You begin these parashas of Avraham Avinu going through all that Choshech until he was Oichah to the Or of Rismila, until he was Oichah, where there's no Chashchas anymore, there's no Oral anymore. And that's the Bechina of Or Chodosh of Tzien Torah, Benizke Chalona Meir Loire. You can mamish see that the Gemara says in Tanis. Because when it drops, we jump up to catch the next drop. Can you see? The kachosan ayetzir kas kala. It says kim hirvas aoritz. The rain is a bechina of a revia, of a pruvu, of a chosan kas kala. That's the gevaltig gezach. Take the oiris. You take an oro and chosan kala go into the chuppah. It's the yichud of asan hakadosh baruch hu. In Bechukoisa Telecha, Baratanya says Bechukoisa is a lashon chakika. Chakika means it's a lashon of, it's engraved, where you go through, you break through, right? Chakika to engrave means you break through the stone. The next pasuk after that is in the Nasati Gishmeichem Be'itim. In other words, if you go through all that stars, you break through it, you break through the Choshech, and then you're Zoycha to the Revia. That's the Bechina of a Revia. It says in some of the ending of
the. The rain is after.
That's the sod of the yichud, the bechina of breaking through the psulim. That's the, and then you zoicha to the yichud. In other words, there's a hastara over there, and it's breaking through the, and then there's the emistik of simcha. The emistik of simcha in Torah, it says that's why. There's an amona, the shayla where you can get married, and you can marry an amona. That besula avadenishlam yomtiv, because the emam simcha besimcha, ikas simcha to marry a besula. Amona is not such a simcha. Why? Because what is the ikas simcha of Torah after yigin amel, or is the ikas simcha Torah if there's no yigin amel? The ikas simcha Torah is only after the hastara. So the ikas simcha is that by a besulin, you break through the besulin. That represents the after breaking through heart, kiilu that bechinat, and then it's the emes ikas simcha. That's the simcha of Torah. After all the chashchas of the winter, there was zeicha to Chanukah. The Chanukah there was a zera that the besula has to be before she gets married. She has to be boiled to the tafsir tchila. A besula. In other words, they were taking away the simcha they wanted that comes after the yigin amel of Torah. That's what they wanted to take away. this is the Zoycha Mamish to witness. It's Mamish the Bechin of Hirvus Arts. It's a Revia to break through the Artsius. Mordi Gadach. A rain breaks through the Artsius.